Hello everyone and welcome to episode 73 of Personalities at Carey. Today we are in conversation with Shofan Li. Shofan comes to us from China. He has a background in supply chain management and he interned at Future Faraday over the summer of 2018. To get to know him better, let's have a conversation with Shofan Li. Hello everyone, welcome to Personalities at Carey. We are on episode 73 and today we are having a conversation with Shofan Li.
Hello, everyone.
So Shofan, is this the first time you're in the US for studies?
Yes.
Okay. Can you tell us a bit about your background, where you come from, what have you been doing before this, and what your undergrad is in, and all that?
Yeah, I'm from Beijing, China. I got my undergraduate from University of International Business and Economics. I studied logistics. After graduation, I worked for Foxconn, Delphi, and Volkswagen. When I was in China, my jobs include supplier management, material planning, and global transportation.
Yeah. Okay. And what kind of brought you to do your MBA over here?
First of all, there are lots of great companies in the US, so I'm looking for new opportunities. And after working several years, I realized that I need to improve my soft skills, communication, leadership. So that's why I want to take an MBA. And we are one of the top supply chain programs in the country. And I got full scholarship and why not? So That's why I came here.
So did you try it other places or was this your only choice?
I applied other programs. Do I need to mention them?
Yeah, if you want.
Yeah, I applied also Penn State and Texas Christian University, and I got accepted, but I chose the Arizona State.
Nice.
Yeah.
And so how has your experience been since you've joined school? You must have had some expectations from how MBA is going to be like over here. And is there anything that has exceeded your expectations?
Yeah. The quality of the program is very high, but I didn't expect so high workload. So I was so busy in the last 2 years because I married and I have a kid, so I didn't enjoy my life here. But I learned a lot from my classmates, from the professors, and I think the 2 years it was.
So you're one of the very few international students who has family and was able to move their family over here. Mm. So how has that experience been? You said you didn't have much time for your family?
Yeah. Because the workload is so high and I spent lots of time on job searching. But Arizona is a great place for family. The weather is good. I didn't stay here last summer, but except summer, in spring of autumn, the weather is good, and I like the dry and the sunshine, and there are lots of facilities for kids, like library, like parks, and the traffic is good. Within an hour driving, we can reach many places for fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then within the school, like you talked about your experience over here. Do you think there are things like the clubs or career services, or we have the executive connectors program, anything that kind of you didn't expect to be good and it turned out to be really good, and how it has helped you?
I would say the mentorship. My mentor is Wes Sakawa, and he's really helpful, and he told me a lot about his professional experience, and he helped me to realize my weakness and give me lots of suggestions to how to improve myself. So I like the mentorship program.
Okay. And so you must come to the school specifically for supply chain.
Right.
And did you kind of add on any other concentrations while you were here?
No, I didn't. I would say if I could do it again, I would take BA.
Okay.
But back to a year ago, I just feel I'm too busy. I won't have time. If I take BA, I won't have time to look for a job. So I would say BA is really important if I want to work on supply chain area. Those coding or programming skills will help me to get a good job.
Okay. And within the supply chain courses that you've done, do you have a favorite course and why?
Yeah, my favorite. All the courses are very good. Maybe decision modeling by Byers, Professor Byers. This is a new area because I used Excel a lot in my previous jobs, but this is the first time I know I can use it to make decision and build up like cost model or inventory model to find the optimized solution. So I really enjoyed that class.
Okay. And you did your internship last year at Faraday Future, is that right?
Yeah.
What was your plan going into like your internship search, and how did you end up getting that job?
Yeah, because I'm from China, so I want to utilize my background and experience to get a job here. Faraday Future is an American company, but the owner is from China, so I believe I will have good development opportunity in the company. So that's why I took the offer from Faraday Future. The experience in summer was good. Even they have over 1,000 employees, the culture is still like a startup company. So that was the first time I worked in such a startup company. So I realized that communication is really important. There's no structure or process I can follow in a company. I just need to talk with lots of people, to listen to people, to find the best way to work on the project.
So for people who might not know what this company is, can you just tell them a little bit about the company?
Oh yeah, Faraday Future is an electric car company based in California. We have a plant in Hanford, California, and they got $2 billion investment in summer, but now they broke up with investors, so they don't have money anymore. In summer, our goal was to launch the production at the end of the year, but now they are still struggling.
Mm. Yeah. So what was your particular role and maybe what you did over summer, like your day-to-day activities?
Yeah, my job was material planning. My team was new in the company, so we took over some jobs from purchasing and PM teams. We started to track all the parts, to check availability of all the parts and generate report. And we worked cross-functionally with engineering and buyers to solve problems. And we worked on ICP, we transferred data to ICP and checked the ICP and solved the goods receiving issues to make sure the inventory shows in the system and in the warehouse are aligned. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, just a few more questions about, you know, your personal life and how, mm-hmm. what things you like in life, just general.
Yeah.
So just nothing very serious, mm-hmm. at this point. So what are your hobbies outside of school and work? When you have some time, what do you do?
Before I came here, I played soccer, I watched soccer games, and I play PC games, video games, and after I came here, I dropped them. I stopped spending time on those things. Right now, I play soccer twice a week.
Okay.
That's the only hobby I have right now.
Is that something you picked up in the second year again, or did you have time in the first year as well?
Yeah, I played like 10 times in the first year. Okay. Yeah, and in the second year, in the first quarter, I can't find people to play with me because the first year they were busy, and the people in our class, we can't get enough players. But right now it's getting better because first years they found several players they can play with us.
Okay, and on PC or video games, do you normally play FIFA or soccer games? Or
yeah, I play Winning 11.
Okay, yeah, that's also a soccer game. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like to play those games? The Championship Manager and all those games where you're the coach or you're the.
Oh yeah, in my undergraduate, I spent 4 years on, Championship Managers. Mm-hmm. That's why my GPA was 2.3. Don't play that game.
They'll suck you into it for such a long time. Yeah. You'll always think about that. Anyway, what about movies? Do you like to watch movies? What kind of movies? Is there a favorite one?
Comedy movies. My favorite one, Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump?
Nice. Yeah. Lots of. I don't have high requirement. Okay. But I don't really want to watch the serious movie. And I don't want to think. I don't want to stay in the couch and just relax.
Okay. Yeah. What about TV shows? Do you like binge watch TV shows? Do you have a favorite show?
My favorite maybe Breaking Bad.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Or Prison Break. And The Simpsons.
Yeah, Simpsons is always they're on their 30th season now, so they've been going on for a long time. What about music? Do you have a favorite artist or a genre of music?
After 2000, I stopped listening music, but before 2000, maybe my favorite was Oasis or Aerosmith.
Nice. Yeah, some of the classic
rock and roll. Yeah.
What about books? Do you read books? Do you have a favorite book?
No, I don't read any. Yeah, maybe 10 years ago I read a lot, but now I don't have time to read. Yeah.
Okay. What about if you could choose a person in history that you could go and talk to, have a chat with? Who would you choose and why?
I don't have any idea. Yeah.
No, nobody that you think like you would help you to talk to somebody from that you've like learned about in history?
No.
No. Sorry. All right. So do you have any pet peeves?
What is
that? Pet peeves meaning something about other people that annoy you.
Oh, I'm sure I have a lot, but okay. when I listen to English, I get lost very often. After 5 minutes, I can't focus.
Okay.
Yeah. And so when people talk to me after a few minutes, I'm kind of...
You switched off. So is there anything that people can do in order to keep you interested? You should take a break after 5 minutes to let you process some stuff.
Yeah. Or maybe just use some simple words, grammar.
Okay. Sweet. So what are your plans after graduation? Is there any specific focus on an industry or a location or region?
No, I will go back to China after maybe 2 or 3 years. And right now I'm still looking for a job in the US. So after my daughter get the school year, we'll definitely go back to China for school.
Okay.
So right now I want to stay here, and my daughter could learn some English, so she won't be struggle as me in future.
Yeah. And then what are your plans, like maybe 10 years from now when you're in China, where do you see yourself?
Yeah, I want to get a senior management position in a company, because I have a global international experience. I have good background, and I have lots of knowledge in supply chain area. That's why I decided to go back to China. I feel if I stay in the US, I can't get promoted. It's really hard, because I don't know why, but because for Chinese people, it's always hard. I checked the profiles of Chinese students who graduate from our program. Most of them can get a really, really good job after graduation, but after 5 years, 10 years, they are still working at the same level of position. So the English is not my advantage. If I stay here, that will be my biggest weakness. But if I go back to China, maybe my English is above average, and it won't be a barrier.
So that's nice that you've done so much research about like past students, where they get to.
Yeah.
It's something that maybe others can also use. But I definitely want to talk to you a little bit about you winning some of the supply chain competitions in the past couple of years.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about your experience so that others are also, you know, inspired to go and win for our school?
Yeah. In the Little Field game, actually you won the game. I got the second place. My experience, supply chain is very complicated. We don't have to use all the formulas or theories we learned in class. Or if we want to use them, we need to check if the case is applicable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, you normally don't have enough time to like do all your calculations before you make a decision.
Right, right. If the case is really complicated, you need to make decision quickly. You have to just prioritize or just find the most key indicator you want to achieve. No one can do a perfect job in those games.
But you definitely won a couple last year and this year.
We also did the Calopia game, and that was fun. And also I won the Michigan supply chain challenge, at Michigan State. I don't think I have anything special, but I won the game because I know I can't do a perfect job. I just focus on the key areas and make decision quickly, and that's it.
Alright, and then is there any advice to people who want to do their MBA? They're probably already in a school and they're waiting for the time like till August, or if they're looking to, you know, get an MBA, is there any advice for them what they should be looking forward to, from given your experience here?
I would say everyone has different reason to get an MBA. Maybe someone just want to get a good job, maybe someone just want to relax and take a break from jobs. For people like me who is from other countries, who want to have more international experience, or who want to get a job in the US, I'd say supply chain is really a good area. It comparing with marketing or finance, maybe supply chain is easier. There are lots of great opportunities in the US, lots of good companies, our program is really good. We have so many smart people and hardworking people in the class, and I can always learn something from people around me.
The one thing you said, that people do their MBA because they want to take a break between jobs. I think this you do a lot more work in your MBA than you do at your job, I feel.
Yeah, I know lots of people, they came to, I know some people in China, they came to us, they because they are tired.
Uh-huh.
They can't see a good opportunity, though they just want to make a change.
Okay.
Or someone really want to have a baby in the U.S. and people consider many things, especially when you move to a new country. So studying or professional development is not important to all the people.
Okay. And once you graduate, how would you like your peers to remember you?
I'm not sure if people can remember me. And I don't expect everyone will remember me I will keep contact with everyone because I'm too old already. So I know having few people I know I have many good friends in the class and we know each other. We will keep contact in future and I learned a lot of them and maybe in future we can work together again in a company. So that's good enough. I don't expect I can keep the relationship with everyone in future.
But then you have also worked with so many people on different teams.
Yeah.
But you've given them certain experience of how you are and how you work.
Yeah.
So they would probably remember you that you're a hardworking person.
I feel I'm a special one. So when we work on some projects, I'm really good. When we work on something I'm interested, I'm hardworking. When we work on sustainability or marketing, I don't really care at all. And maybe my teammates, they don't like me or.
So it has to be something that you're interested in order to get you to really focus and get things done.
Something I think I work because I think there's a value. I'm lazy because in lots of cases and because I don't think I can learn from it.
Okay. All right, so just if people are interested in getting in touch with you, mm-hmm. they want to know where you are, where should they find you? Maybe on social media or you want to give out your email address, you can do that.
Yeah. Sorry, say again.
So if you want to give out your email address or where on social media, like LinkedIn,
for the
people who are listening.
You can share my email address with them. Yeah.
Do you want to say it now?
My email address is xiaofan4@asu.edu.
Okay. And they can find you on LinkedIn as well.
Right.
Alright, so that kind of brings us to the end of the interview.
Yes, thank you everyone.
Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Well, that was Shofan. And he always tells it like he sees it. Thank you so much for being on this podcast and all the best to you in your future. To our listeners, we are available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, etc. And I shall see you in the next one. Goodbye and peace.